To you.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. It's really great to be with you here this morning. You know, I was reading this morning in Corinthians that when we gather, that the power of the Lord Jesus Christ is there. And I really do believe that his power is here amongst us. That's his presence, and that's his enabling by his Holy Spirit. So before we get into God's word, I'd like to pray, please. Father, we thank you for the incredible opportunity to come under the word of God. And Holy Spirit, we realize unless you take the word and you graft it into our hearts and into our minds, it's meaningless. And I just really ask that we would have receptive hearts to hear what you are saying to us today. That, Lord, not only would there be an understanding, but, Lord, there'll be changed lives through what your word produces. We thank you, Lord, that as we plant the seed, you make it grow. And I just thank you for the incorruptible seed to grow in depths and heights and measures that we cannot comprehend by you today. So Lord, bless this time now in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, a few years ago, Nikki and I had a great opportunity. We went to Zimbabwe and we went to the Eastern Highlands, and there's a place called Inyanga. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to Inyanga. Inyanga is beautiful. It's a high level area, quite mountainous, but beautiful and lots of trees. And the trees that really grow, there's a thing called the treetop, acacia treetop. Now, I haven't seen such big trees anywhere else like that from the acacia. So when we were there, we found some of the seeds and we brought them home. And we did some study on the seeds, and we realized to germinate the seeds, you don't just plant them in the ground. You have to put them in hot water. And when you put them in hot water, there's something that cracks open the shell. And then we planted and the tree grew. And incredibly, that tree grows in our garden today. And that tree is 17 meters high from that small little seed that we planted those many years ago. But what I wanted to just say is that God in his grace, the important for germination to take place and to life to come was the hot water. But in nature, it's the fire. When God burns the felt and the fire comes, that seed germinates and breaks open. And I want to just say something of that, of God's incorruptible seed within us has to be germinated and has to be released through fire. And that's where the topic of today is about Jesus, our baptizer. And I'd like us just to read that text that we want to look at. If you want to turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 3, verse 16, and then I'll explain the context of the fire. Luke chapter 3, verse 16. John answered them, I baptize you with water, but the one more powerful than I will come, and the thongs whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And so often we have actually heard that the Lord Jesus baptizes us with the Holy Spirit, but also fire, and that fire to release the incorruptible seed of himself within us. So I want to just delve into this and open up this aspect of Jesus, our baptizer, and talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit today. So the context of this is our Lord Jesus himself never went out and ministered until he was baptized and the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. And then we see that the Holy Spirit led him immediately. There was a leading of the Holy Spirit. He went into the desert, and it wasn't a comfortable place. It was a time of fasting and temptation, and it was in the fullness of the Spirit, in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I really believe this experience that the Lord had to go through is something that we need to go through in our own lives, this aspect of being baptized with the Holy Spirit. And I really do believe, as we just delve into this today, open up your hearts. Don't close your hearts and your minds to what the Holy Spirit wants to do amongst us today. So what are the topics that we're going to look at today? I have three topics that we need to look at. The firstly is, what is baptism? Secondly, who is Holy Spirit? And thirdly, who is the baptizer with the Holy Spirit and fire? So firstly, what is baptism? And we understand from our scriptures that the word baptism is used often, but it comes from the Greek word baptizo, and it was directly transliterated into English. It hasn't given a different word like so many other words. But baptizo or baptism means to immerse. That means to cover, to put in. And we need to expound upon that. So what are the ways of immersion that we see in Scripture? There's two ways that we see that you can be baptized, be immersed. It's like going into a swimming pool where it's filled with water and you put right underneath and you go totally and you're totally soaked by the water and you come up out of it. That's an immersion. And there's another way where you can be immersed under a waterfall. And it's not just a trickle waterfall that's falling down, but something with great torrents of water coming down can be likened to like the Victoria Falls, where you had to stand underneath it. And when that impact of that water comes, it just soaks you and takes you with its river and going forward. And that aspect is also a time of immersion. And so important out of this of baptism, it's not a sprinkling, it's not a partial, it's a complete full immersion that takes place. So very important is, what do we understand from baptism? So there's some prepositions that we need to know when it comes to baptism. So there's two that we look at prepositions. It's in and into. So in refers to the element to which we are immersed, whether it's water or the Holy Spirit. You know, there's two baptisms, or basically three baptisms that we talk about in Scripture. We talk about baptizing to Christ, baptized with water, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. And I'll open that up a bit later. So we baptize within water or the Holy Spirit, and into describes the result of being immersed. It's this whole thing of baptism is actually into something else. So there's something before, it's baptized in and into. So with water, why do we do with water? Water comes to recognize what God has actually done in our lives, that we've been washed by his blood, and that we're no longer going to live according to this world, and we're going to rise up out the waters of baptism, and we're going to serve the Lord. But then when it comes to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, we recognize that we're going to be baptized and filled by the Lord and by his Spirit, but we're going to be in us, that the power of God can flow through us and the kingdom of God can advance through us. But very important, the next point is, as we just go further than what baptism, the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? And I wanted to say something that a lot of us that follow the Lord, we know of the Holy Spirit, but we don't know him. And it's something that we've got a really purpose to do. And we see in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ that he also had to work with God, the Holy Spirit. It wasn't a matter of just knowing the Father. The Lord did everything what the Father wanted him to do, but he worked together with God, the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is our example and how we need to live. So we need to grow in understanding of God, the Holy Spirit. And he's part of the Godhead. And so often he's called the third person of the Godhead. But I just like to say today is that I don't see that in Scripture. There's three in the Godhead. Sometimes when we see third, he's relegated to the third place and he's not important. And I wanted to say it's not the case. The Holy Spirit is so important in all that we are doing. And it's part of our life in Christ that we need to get to know and have a personal, intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit is one that is likened to the wind, that you never see him, but we need to experience his power. I don't know if you've been sailing and out on water and experienced the wind. And when you see the gusts come, you can see the gusts coming on the water. And then eventually that impact hits your sail and you feel the thrust of the wind pulling you. And it's the same thing with the Holy Spirit. We do not know where he comes from and where he's going to, but he's there and he wants to impact our lives. And then we need to understand who he is. What is his character? The Bible tells us many aspects of who he is, and I'm just going to enumerate some of them to us today. That he's holy, that he's our comforter, he's the one that helps us, he's our guide, he guides us into all truth. That's a very important one. He's also Lord in leading us, and Romans 8:14 tells us those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God, and we need to be led by the Spirit of God. He's our sovereign leader, he's our strategist, he needs to guide us. Then it tells us something of his humility, that he's like a dove, and that we need to be sensitive to him, and we need to be humble before him. And as Craig encouraged us, we're not to quench him, and we're not to grieve him in any way. And then also, he was very much in part of creation, at creation, the Father spoke the word through Christ, and the Holy Spirit enabled the power of God to be released to see the creation come into being. And it's the same today, is that Jesus said to his disciples, do not go out and minister until you receive power from on high, until you are baptized with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he realized that it is unless the power of the Holy Spirit comes, and we call it his anointing, that the work of ministry of Christ will not continue on earth. It had to be done through God's enabling and God's power. So God needed vessels to be poured out upon and to be enabled and to continue his ministry on earth. And that is you and I. And he wants to bring us to this understanding. So then to come to an understanding of what this whole work of God, the Holy Spirit is in our lives. And I want to go through and just quickly just understand what is being born again and what is water baptism and what is the immersion of the Holy Spirit. So firstly, to be born again, to become a new creation, and we know that. And I hope those out there that if you don't know that, you need to believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, that you need to believe that he's your Lord and your Savior. But there's a miracle that takes place that when you confess Jesus, your Lord and Savior, you meet with the Holy Spirit, and he brings this regeneration and he brings a new creation. He makes you a new person, as the scripture actually says, that at that time that you become a new Christian, your spirit man becomes a new person and Christ comes to live inside of you. As we said a bit earlier, is that the incorruptible seed comes to live inside of you. And that's an incredible thing that takes place. Immediately, the work of the Holy Spirit takes place, and you immediately can come into an intimate personal relationship with the living Christ. And I want to encourage you with that. That is so imperative to all of us to get to know him and to love him and allow his love to be revealed to us, grow in that personal relationship with him. And we can never be robbed of that. And I believe anyone that calls upon the name of the Lord, he will be saved, and that what you will experience. And then there's water baptism, and this is important for all of us too. This is not a process or a checklist that you go through. This is something that God wants us to recognize. He has ways, and we need to fulfill those ways. But what is water baptism? The church, which is the body of Christ, recognizes what has taken place in an individual's life. When they've confessed Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they need to be water baptized. And that's where we get together and we get around water and we baptize, and we baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Why? Because this is someone actually making a public confession before everyone, is that I've confessed Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I'm surrendering my life totally to him. And as you come out of the waters of baptism, you recognize him and saying, I'm a new person. I don't belong to this world anymore. I belong to Jesus. And that is an incredible, liberating experience for all of us. If you've never done that, I really encourage you to get hold of us, and we'd love to facilitate that, because that brings a release of God's dimension of understanding of who he is in your life. And then comes where the Lord said to us, we need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And this is where I want to say, this is an encounter, not with God, the Holy Spirit, it's with Christ. Jesus had to die on the cross. He had to be resurrected. He had to be ascended to the right hand of the Father. And then he could send the Holy Spirit to come and dwell within us. And the one that baptizes us is the Lord Jesus himself. It's not the pastor. It's not individuals. It's not the Holy Spirit. It's not the Father. It's the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He comes and baptizes you with the Holy Spirit. And he was the one that said to his disciples, you must receive. You must receive power. You must be baptized with the Holy Spirit before you can go and do the work that I've called you to do. So what is important here is that Jesus demands at this time that we come to him again and allow him to baptize us with the Holy Spirit. But what I want to just say, very important at this time, is if you want to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, you've got to be in a place of total surrender to Christ. It's not just another experience. It's something of Christ being foremost in your life. And when you have that absolute commitment to him, and you're thirsty for him and you're hungry for righteousness, that's when something transpires in your life. It's a recognition, is that Jesus is going to take the rudder of your life, and he's going to be at the helm of your life. He's going to steer you, and he's going to lead you now into what he's called you to do. So that's very, very important. So the third point is, who is the baptizer with the Holy Spirit and fire? And again, I read from John chapter, well, I read it from John chapter 1, verses 29 to 33. And this is where John was baptizing the Lord. And I just read it to you and just to enumerate again. From verse 29, the next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look at the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the time, this is the one I meant when I said, who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John gave the testimony, "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as the dove and remain on him. I would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.'" So here John tells us that Jesus is the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sin of the world, that he's our Savior, that he's the Christ, the Anointed, the Son of God, the Judge, but he's the baptizer, and we need to meet him as the baptizer. So what is this immersion of the Holy Spirit? Again, I say, if you want to be immersed and you want to be filled with the Spirit of God, you can't come full of yourself at this time. You've got to be an empty vessel. Now, God cannot do that for you and I. We've got to do it ourselves. We've got to empty ourselves, of our own will, our own purposes, and we've got to be in a place of surrender. Now, that's something of the heart. We make a decision in our mind, in our will, that we're going to surrender. But as we empty ourselves, we get to a place that we're ready to allow the Lord to actually do this in your life. So I just want to share my testimony about this. Quite a number of years ago, I got born again when I was 16 years old. I was part of the Methodist Church, and at the confirmation class, I wanted to know who this Lord Jesus was. And the minister said to me, "You need to invite him into your life and accept him." So I did that, and that was a wonderful experience. There was an experience of the presence of God, but there wasn't knowledge that went with it. But later, after I've completed my army, I made a recommitment at a meeting, and there was an incredible experience of a mighty God. I knew that something wonderful had taken. We had some Chinese Christians who came to come and speak to us about smuggling Bibles into China in those early days. But they came and said, the Holy Spirit said to them, no, we need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And to be truthful, folks, I never knew what it was. But I knew if God wanted this for me, I needed it. And, you know, there was a hunger. I had met the Lord and I had a relationship with him, but I had a hunger for more of him, more of understanding and working with him and to serve him. And that day they gathered me and they put me in a circle and they laid hands upon me. And, you know, there was just something incredible that took place. It was nothing that I ever did. It was the Lord who did it himself. There was an explosion that took place within me. I knew something had taken place in my life. It was supernatural. And there was an explosion that took place that through the overflow of my heart, my mouth started to open up and these words started to come out. And there was like, it was, as the Bible declares, there were tongues that were coming out. And this was just an incredible thing, is that the evidence of being baptized with the Holy Spirit, there was this tongues that came out. But you know, the wonderful thing about it, it wasn't just the tongues that was the wonderful thing that took place. My life changed forever. All of a sudden, the word became so important to me, and I started to minister Christ and the Lord and started to share the testimony of Jesus with my friends. The boldness came that I never had before. You know, I grew up in scouting and was involved after scouts with Rovers, and these were good guys, but they were rough guys. And eventually I was a bit scared to go and tell them that who I was following, but all of a sudden this power came and the strength and boldness came that I could say to them, "Sorry guys, I love you, but I actually need to follow Jesus at this time." And I'm still friends with them today. So this baptism in the Holy Spirit, as Jesus baptizes us, as we open up to him, comes with some seals. And as I said to you, the seal that comes is speaking in an unknown tongue. The Holy Spirit gives you utterance in that and then enables you to go and continue the ministry of Christ and work through you. And I want you to hear that. You can be born again. You can be water baptized. But if you want to continue the ministry of Jesus, we need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit enables Christ within us to continue his ministry through us. And if you want to put your hand up to work with God, the Holy Spirit, and to continue the work of Jesus here on earth, you need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And then this aspect of the wonderful outworking of his grace begins to flow in our lives. I know this is seemingly at times a contentious issue, but it shouldn't be, because the scriptures are very clear and we need to hold on to the scriptures. The speaking in tongues, an unknown language. In Matthew 12, verse 34, in part B of it, for out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And as I said to you, something of that overflow happened in my own life. In Acts chapter 2, verse 11, it talks about this experience that happened to the disciples. And it says here that both Jews and converts to Judaism, Christians and Arabs will hear declaring the wonders of God in their own tongues. What had happened when they heard these languages that these men were talking, it was worshiping of God, a declaration of the wonder of who he is. So it says in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. I want you to hear that. They were filled with the Spirit of God and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. So the Holy Spirit doesn't take control of you. He works with you. You've got to partner with him. So he doesn't do the speaking, but he enables you through his Spirit to flow through your spirit and gives you the words. And as you open your mouth and you express those things happened, and that filling becomes a reality in his life. So this enabling to continue the ministry of Christ is very, very important for the church. And I want to just say, as we're going forward in church on the way, the aspect of working together and partnering with the Holy Spirit is vital, vital, vital. We need his anointing to do this. And this is what actually happens when we are baptized with the Holy Spirit. There's a manifestation of the Spirit in our lives. And we see that through the giftings in 1 Corinthians 12. And we all need to grow in that, because the Spirit of God wants us to grow in the dimension of that. Not just prophecy, in all the areas of faith, of miracles, the power gifts to take place. And then also in Ephesians 4:11, it talks about the ministries, different ministries of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, teacher. Well, there's five of them there. Those need to grow too. And it's not just for those who are seemingly elders in the church. It's for those that God puts his hand upon that need to be released. But then also into the different roles in the church. And I want to say the saints are most important. For every one of us in the church are saints. God wants his power to flow through us. It's not just meant for the hierarchy to do the work of Christ's ministry. It's for everyone, for the saints, the deacons, and the elders. So why? That out of this, that we can be edified. We're going to get next week, we're going to be talking about praying with the Spirit and how do we get edified. But this power, that this enabling that comes to continues Christ's ministry, we begin to be used by God, the Holy Spirit. And as he begins to use us, this whole work of these end times prophecies are going to be fulfilled through you and I. So how do we receive this gift from God? In 2 Timothy 1 verse 16 or 6, for this reason, I remind you, fan into the flame, the gift of God, which is in you through the laying of my hands. This is a gift of God that comes from the Lord himself to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And I want to encourage you, please take hold of what God has given us. This is an incredible gift. As much as we receive the gift of Christ, this gift of the Holy Spirit, and to work with him. And yes, there's much to learn and much to do, but take hold of this and your life will be changed. I just got a little testimony, and there's a young man, and I want to embarrass him in the life of the church. We prayed for him the other day for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And we just heard during this week that as he's taken hold, the Spirit of God has taken hold of him and have led him, and he's starting to testify about the Lord. He's starting to preach to his family. He's starting to pray in tongues, and this dimension of God, this hunger of God, has become an absolute reality. Now, maybe you out there today, and you become cynical, and you maybe become stale in your thing, and maybe you have been baptized with the Holy Spirit, but you haven't stirred up into flame and allow what God has actually done into you. And there's something that we've got to unearth, all of us, in our lives. those that haven't been baptized by the Holy Spirit, I'd like just to pray for you. But those that have been baptized by the Holy Spirit, but you've stopped it up, you know, it tells about the wells that the devil comes and blocks it up. Those stones have to be taken out again that we can actually have this power of God flowing through us. So I really believe that here today that the Holy Spirit is here to meet with us. The Lord wants to baptize us with his Holy Spirit again. Those that have never been baptized and those that need a refreshing, there's something that he wants to do in our lives today. So I'm going to hand over to Craig to pray pray for us as we respond to this message. And maybe hear what the Spirit of God is doing in our midst at the moment. Amen. Thank you, Craig.
Amen. Thanks so much, Mark. Let's just continue. There's just so much confirmation here. I'm going to just ask Amanda and Sally if you can prepare your words. I've heard Amanda and Sally's words. They sent them to me before, and they just tie in with what the Holy Spirit and what Jesus wants to do. You know, at the end of the day, it's what Jesus does through the Holy Spirit. And I just want to confirm what Mark has encouraged us and is so powerfully leading us into. As we're going to hear the prophetic words, I just want you to wait on the Holy Spirit and just ask, you know, God has done his work, but we need to respond. It's up to us to respond. And as Mark was ministering to us, there were three people that came into my mind, and just see if you fall into one of these categories. When I say people, I mean three categories of people. One is those that need to respond and receive salvation through the Holy Spirit. So just wait on the Lord and see if that's you. If you need to respond and receive salvation. The second category is those that seem to be resisting in some area. It might not be a complete resisting, but there's a resisting and need to return to the Lord. And I'm talking about in every area of your life. There might be a certain area in your life that you are resisting and you need to return and give it back to the Lord. We want to pray for you there. And then the third category is those that are resting in a good place, that are resting and are remaining in the Lord, just to continue to be refreshed in the Lord. So we're going to pray for those three areas after we've just spent some time in prophetic word. So just see where you fall into. I'm just going to say again, those that need to respond and receive salvation and the gift of the Holy Spirit, everlasting life, those who are resisting. In some areas, you say, I feel like I've been resisting. There's something that I need to return back to the Lord, and the Holy Spirit will help us and fill us and cleanse us in the area and fill us in light in that area. And the third is, I've just been resting. I am remaining in the Lord, but I do need refreshing, and I need the Holy Spirit to give me endurance to carry on.